on mining bills, on Medicaid, on mental health funding, on taxes, and more at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Well, we heard there was a hearing on Saturday in Ashland on the mining bill, and we're going to get more details on that in our next half hour. But I know that you didn't cover that hearing, Sean, but you were up in the Ashland area on Friday to tour the area of the proposed mine?
Yeah, there was a group of state lawmakers, mostly Democrats, but a couple of Republicans up there as well that were touring the area, meeting with people whose homes would be near this proposed mining site, getting a look at, you know, the headwaters of the Bad River up there, you know, some of the potential places where, you know, a big so-called tailings pile could be put, where all this, you know, this waste rock from mining could be put. Meeting with local officials, and so just kind of generally getting a sense of the issue on the ground up in, you know, Iron and Ashland counties.
Yeah, and what is the latest news on the mine?
Well, I mean, you know, in terms of the sense up there, if you live close to the mine, it seems like some of the people that the tour talked to, very scared of what's going on up there, worried about what it might do to their water table or the quality of their water, about what it might do to, you know, the place that they've called home for some time. But you also have you definitely have a mix up there, and I would say it's a little bit more nuanced when you start talking about the local officials up there. You have you know, where they met with a group of officials from Iron and Ashland counties, town mayors, county officials, stuff like that. And, you know, you get a pretty good mix in that group of people who support the mine or people who oppose the mine. But they're all generally, you know, seem to think that it's something that has pretty good chance of happening in the legislature this year. And so, they kind of share that interest, and they want to make sure their areas are taken care of.
Well, I was off last week, but I understand that the bill did pass committees in both the Senate and the Assembly last week.
It did, and it passed with some changes that Republicans added to the bill. They did a few things. They basically went back to current law on, you know, what I think what you could call the design management zone, but basically we can think of it as sort of an early warning system. I mean, you hear Republicans talk about how this bill doesn't change environmental standards.
Right.
But if you're in that zone where the mine is, there's all sorts of exemptions. And, you know, there has to be some exemptions if you're going to mine, because you're digging a massive hole in the ground with something like this. But, I mean, this is a deregulatory bill once you get inside that mining zone. Under their original bill, they could have had a pretty big buffer around the mining site, which meant that these groundwater monitoring wells that are drilled around the site would have been farther away. And so, in essence, an early warning system would have kind of been dulled. They got rid of that. It's back to current law on that. They're the same distance they would be now. And so that was, that was maybe the most significant change they made. They spelled out a tiered system of mitigation when it comes to wetlands. And so step that back just a minute. Mitigation is basically if you destroy a wetland here, you agree to build another one there. Mm-hmm. And so when you're talking about a natural beauty like the Pinocchio Hills and, a mining site that would be built upstream basically from, the Bad River watershed, there's some concern that if you destroy those water, those wetlands, you can't exactly replace them in, Waukesha County and say it's an even split. And so what they did is they said, okay, if you're going to do this, you have to prioritize restoring the wetlands or mitigating the wetlands in this watershed. And then you kind of step out to other areas, but they prioritize that first. Now, that's not something that environmental groups are happy with. They still feel like, that leaves the option open to destroy wetland in these pristine Pinocchio Hills and restore it elsewhere. But you know, those are a couple of the changes they made. They also spelled out what's a stream and what's a lake in Wisconsin. You know, if it's less than 2 miles for a stream or, you know, less than 2 acres for a lake, those are the types of things that a mining company could potentially fill with waste rock, and there's going to be millions of tons of it.
So they did make some environmental changes. What are some of the remaining issues?
There's a lot of remaining issues, and it kind of depends on where the votes are in terms of whether or not these are things that are going to be addressed. One of the issues that's still out there is this contested case hearing. And a contested case hearing is basically a chance for critics of a mining project, in this case, it would be critics of a mining project to get the mining company under oath, or to get like a geologist under oath and get up there and attempt to stop a project if they feel like it's going to damage the environment. Right now, there's a pretty robust contested case hearing process for every project in Wisconsin, but under this mine, it would be weakened. Critics of that, critics of the bill don't like that, but Republican Tom Tiffany, who's the sponsor of the mining legislation, has said this is, one area where he sounds pretty firm on, and he thinks that kind of moving that contested case hearing after the permit is granted makes sense from a business perspective.
This really cuts to the heart of the business climate in the state of Wisconsin, I believe, is that inconvenience ultimately becomes hurdles. And that's why we've seen some companies leave our state and why some companies don't even consider our state.
So, that's one area where Republicans, at least from Tiffany's comments, don't seem like they want to budge. But that's a significant concern for Democrats and for a Republican like Senator Dale Schultz. Another issue that's a big one that's still out there is how a mining company would be taxed. And right now in the bill, they've got something called a net proceeds tax, which basically, or net profits tax. And basically that says that, the amount of profit that a company reports is, you base the tax off of that rather than on the tons of ore that they pull out of the ground. Poplar Senator Bob Jauch, whose district would include this mine, doesn't like that idea because he says it would let a mining company basically dodge those taxes in the first few years.
It means that the taxpayer gets the last draw. The company can use deductions and write off their costs in a way in which they don't have an obligation. I'm not saying that there's anything illegal about it. It's a legitimate legal way to offshore their responsibility.
So, that's one that remains out there. Other states that have healthy mining industries, tax on the tons of ore coming out of the ground. So Wisconsin would be kind of unique in that sense. And, a lot of people that are on the fence about this mining bill are saying, well, why are we doing this? Those who are in support of it say, well, it makes us more business friendly.
Mm-hmm. So what's next now?
It has passed a couple committees, an assembly committee and a Senate committee, but it has yet to pass the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. It has to because it affects the budget. And it is yet to pass the state Senate. And I think the Senate is really where it's key. And, we don't have the same margins in the Senate that we had a year ago when this bill failed in the Senate. Republicans had a one vote edge and Dale Schultz joined with Democrats to block the bill. But they have a two vote edge now, but they still have Republican senators up there in addition to Dale Schultz who are concerned about this. And so one of those senators is Robert Coles of Green Bay. He was actually up in northern Wisconsin over the weekend to tour the sites, talk to local officials, and, he talked about why he was there.
I mean, this is a major issue, I think, to see the site like I did earlier and spend extensive time at the site and talk to local officials, and I think it makes sense for somebody trying to do due diligence.
So in terms of what's he looking for? Is there something that he still thinks needs to be changed in the bill, or what could get his vote, or could it get his vote? He was fairly coy about what might happen there.
I'm studying the issue. I'm not going to make a commitment either way right now. There's a few I's to be dotted, T's to be crossed.
Oh, that's he's not committing to a yes vote yet.
He is not, no. And he said he'd like to get there. And, you know, he is somebody who feels like through engineering and, you know, basically human ingenuity, you can deal with a problem like a massive mine like this. You can figure out something to do with the waste rock. People that are really worried about this project, though, feel like you're talking about millions of tons of waste rock. If it has pyrite in the waste rock, sulfides, you expose that to air and water, and you can poison a watershed. And if you poison a watershed, suddenly you're down in the, you know, you're in the Bad River watershed potentially. That is, that is protected by federal treaty rights of the Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa. That could potentially block a mine.
And we are talking about this, a final vote, probably not until early March sometime, Sean?
Republican leaders have said they want to do it in early March. And, at this point, I think all signs are that you actually have some legitimate negotiations going on right now between, some of the players that have merged on this bill.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter, talking with us on this state capitol report about the latest developments on the mine legislation. We'll talk more about some other news from state government, including Medicaid expansion, including a proposal to increase the sales tax, and the governor also promising more money for mental health in Wisconsin. And maybe you have a question or a comment on something going on at the state capitol. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. In our weather forecast for today, it's going to be a cloudy day, occasional flurries, highs in the lower 20s. There's also a wind advisory for southern Wisconsin going on this morning through early afternoon, so you might want to hold on to your hat. This is our State Capitol Report, talking with Sean Johnson. During this segment of our State Capitol Report, he is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. Coming up in our next half, we will be talking with a Democratic state representative who co-hosted a listening session on the mining law bill in Ashland over the weekend. So we will talk more about mining coming up after 7:30. So, Sean, what else is new in state government? I know that there was some talk about Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, this is one of the big questions that Governor Walker is going to address in his budget, is whether or not the state of Wisconsin will take advantage of the matching funds as part of the federal health care law, Obamacare, and expand Medicaid to childless adults. This is something that was made optional through the Supreme Court decision. And so far, you're actually seeing a number, despite the political pushback against the health care law, you have seen Republican governors say they're gonna do this, that they're going to take advantage of these federal funds. Governor Walker has not said that so far. And so Democrats trying to force the issue a bit, they crafted a bill that basically would do what Governor Walker could do in his budget, that is to expand Medicare to take the federal health care dollars. And they got a Fiscal Bureau memo that says that the state would save, $65 million by accepting the federal money. You'd have these, thousands and thousands of people who'd be covered who aren't covered right now. And Milwaukee Democrat John Richards, told the press that this is a good deal for this state.
The extra federal funds are made available through Obamacare. But strengthening Badger Care isn't about loving or hating Obamacare. It's about knowing a good deal when you see one.
The governor basically hasn't budged on this, though. And even though you have this Fiscal Bureau memo out there, and I mean the Fiscal Bureau is basically the gold standard when it comes to budget analysis in Wisconsin, saying that you would have these savings. The governor says his concern is that, well, you know, that the money won't be there, that the federal government won't appropriate this money.
It's still, I think, a major concern, having just been the last 2 weeks in Washington. I don't hear from the members of Congress an aggressive pathway by which they fully fund the dollars that would be needed for any state to expand. And so one of the concerns that I and other governors have is, are we banking on money that just ultimately won't be there? And so we're looking at all our options, from expansion to no expansion at all, to whether or not there's places in between.
And so, you know, there remains a question as he heads into his budget. He's, you know, he seems to be hinting that he's not terribly fond of the idea, but he's never come out and said no, that he won't.
Well, we talked just in our last half hour about mental health care funding in Wisconsin with a guest, and the governor is saying that he's promising more money for mental health services in Wisconsin in the upcoming budget?
Yes, he came out and spoke to the Wisconsin County Association, said he was going to have $29 million increase in funding for mental health services. So, you know, a significant total that, you know, you heard Democrats say, yeah, I support the governor's budget on that. Republicans said, I need to see the details, but that's something that we could support. You also had last week Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss get together with Democrats and Sandy Pasch of Milwaukee in particular, and say that they're going to have a special committee that studies mental health issues, and they're going to get you know, pretty detailed. They want to study sort of ways to address the stigma behind mental health treatment, and how do you make it acceptable, or find those people who need the treatment but are afraid to go because of the stigma behind it.
And the governor also wants more money for economic development.
Yeah, he announced a $100 million-plus package over the weekend for revolving around job training at the state's educational institutions is one piece of it. And there would be money in there that is, you know, that technical colleges or the UW only gets if they demonstrate that, you know, their efforts are leading to job placement. The retort from Democrats is that, well, you gutted these institutions in the last budget, and now you're kind of giving them spare change here. So, you know, that seems to be how the argument's taking shape in the early couple days.
Well, is this going to be paid for with a hike in the sales tax?
There is not going to be in the governor's budget a sales tax increase, but his Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch kind of threw that, or left that option open a little bit, or at least raised the specter that that they were talking about it in the administration. He was talking to the county's association, and they asked, you know, are other states are doing this? You see Louisiana calling for something along this, where they want to zero out the income tax. So to make up for that with revenue, they hike the sales tax. And Mike Hipsch actually said, well, if we want to do that in Wisconsin, that would take about an 8 cent on the dollar increase to make up the revenue. So, I mean, he knew the numbers. You're talking about a 13 cent sales tax then if you want to get rid of the income tax. He didn't say it was going to happen, but he knew the numbers. The governor said it's not going to be in his budget, though.
No, it won't come up in the budget. We'll have an income tax cut, but it'll be funded largely based off of the surplus.
However, let's say the governor wins re-election, and we're talking about his next budget in a couple years. You know, he said he'll be open to looking at any kind of tax reform.
There's some interesting ideas being kicked around. You know, we saw Nebraska, we saw the governor of Louisiana throwing ideas out. I think one of the benefits we'll have a couple years from now as part of that debate and the discussion is we'll get to see a year or two into their process as to whether or not it's been effective or not.
So, you know, that's a debate that may or may not have down the road. It's a pretty contentious one because you're talking about a sales tax that, you know, is regressive for people at the lower end of income scales. So not this time, though.
And now what's this about the state's economic development agency wanting the state's retirement fund to give it money?
Well, the State of Wisconsin Investment Board invests money all over the place. And so Reed Hall, the governor's pick to be permanent CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, wrote a letter to the investment board and said, why don't you invest $200 million in us? I think it'd be good to invest in Wisconsin businesses. The investment board wrote back a month later, said no. Reed Hall was actually asked about that last week. He had his Senate confirmation hearing, and he said basically that he accepted their decision.
That was a long shot that they would invest $200 million in this type of operation. They have to prove to themselves that that's a good return for the risk that they take. And I understand that as a fiduciary, that was their decision.
And Reed, there was a unanimous vote for his confirmation. Why is he asking for this money? Because they're looking for money anywhere for this venture capital fund that's been discussed for a couple years now. There was originally this proposal on the table to have a $400 million venture capital fund. That's $400 million in state funding. The appetite's just not there for that in the legislature. He's looking for $200 million from the investment board. That's not going to happen. So that's another big question in the governor's budget. Is he going to call for something like this? Reed Hall said he'd be happy with $100 million, $50 million. They won't be greedy. But, we don't know what's going to happen with that.
And we have just a minute or a little bit more before our news break. Sean, what are you going to be covering this week?
Well, the assembly is in tomorrow, and they're going to pass a constitutional amendment. It's got to go on to voters yet, but that would protect the state's transportation fund, basically make it impossible to do, to use transportation money to pay other bills in the general fund.
No rating of the transportation fund.
Right. Yeah. It is. It would be happening in a year when they are using money from the general fund, probably, to pay expenses in the transportation fund. And then there's a public hearing this week in the assembly on something that already passed the Senate that would weaken the Secretary of State, make it harder, take away his ability to delay the publication of laws. And that's a power that probably nobody, the general public did not know much about until the battle over Act 10, when Secretary of State Doug LaFollette, used the power of his office to delay publication of the law. And,
because he had 10 days to publish it.
He had 10 working days. Yeah. He took it, and that gave the time for the court challenge to proceed. And months later, that wrapped up.
And so now the proposal is have it published immediately upon...
Secretary of State's a non-factor.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.